Please bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the state you've given us, and thank you for everything that you do for us. Please be with this money that will be blessed and go to the building of your kingdom. And I ask these things in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I'd like to welcome you to the house of the Lord this morning. First, I'd like to introduce people up front with me. Playing the piano is Peggy Shear, and on my far right is Josiah Bates. He'll be having the closing prayer, and Priest Peter Tripp will be having the opening prayer, and 70 George Thomas will bring the message today. And my name's Elder Farron Brooker. The special music today will be brought to us by you all. Peggy and I think Michelle will have, is Michelle here?
Yep.
Okay, Peggy and Michelle will guide you in that. So whenever the special music comes up, they'll set you up for that. I've got my scripture reading from the book of Psalms 25. 9 and 10. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. If you would open up your hymnals to page 350. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be here this morning. I pray, Lord, that your Spirit would be with us and guide our service and guide our brother as he delivers the message that you want him to give this morning and that you've placed on his heart. Please be with those that aren't here, and I pray that you would bless them as well, wherever they might be, Lord. I thank you and pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
I'd like to read from the third chapter of Philippians. He says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." And then the fourth chapter there, verse 13, he says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things.
The name of God with the song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lord, for all. acts. Praise him for his excellent greatness.
Boy, what an exciting time to be back home here. I really appreciated hearing that bell ring once again. I feel like I'm home. You know, I don't know if you realize how lucky and fortunate you are on having a congregation where people want to come and gather and you sing out. This is the first time I've heard people really singing out in since I left 3.5 months ago. And I get excited when I hear the old songs sang once again. I don't know if you were all here last night, but if you weren't, you missed out on one super meal. I think if the church was ever going to have a money-raising project, and we had sort of a cook-off between all the cooks, and we used to have those box suppers, remember those, and you'd auction that off? I think the church would make a real bundle of money if they did something like that, because it doesn't take too much knowledge to know who cooks what's around, and I'm sure that dinner is going to go really high. I already have my idea on some pies and some other things. So, matter of fact, 2 or 3 pies. But it's good to be home. It is cooler. You know, over there, the coldest I've seen it in the past 3.5 months was it got down almost to 76 one night. And but we still had the windows open and the fans blowing. And this is a little bit different to wear a jacket now. But anyway, I even brought some stuff here to show the kids there a minute. I like to try new foods. And everywhere you go, they're going to serve something different. I have seen dragon fruit on the shelves a number of times in the stores, but I never knew how to eat it. But boy, when they came out with dragon eyes, it was different. Now, this is a typical dragon eye, and they are pretty good. They're something like a grape, and that's with the peel taken off, so it's a real thin peel. And I'll sit it back here so you can see more. And then you just pop it in your mouth, and it tastes something like a grape, but it has a little bit of a to it. And some people will really like the, and others will like the pass. So, but I like to try all different types of things. The folks I stayed with over on the island there, it's a Chinese family, and so every meal you eat Chinese, but he liked to go out because his wife was over here in the mainland, and he liked to go out, and he was always trying to eat something like Chinese or Samoan or Filipino or some other nationality types of food. It's all great. All you have to do is just try. But, you know, I find over there people are searching for the Lord just like we are here. And I don't know what type of experiences you've had with your Lord Jesus lately. And the thing that we get really excited is where Jesus says, he says, I change not. See, he says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, that means if these things happened way back here in the days of Adam and Moses and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Matthew and on down into Paul, that if this thing's true, these things can happen with you today. And we should feel so close with the Lord that we should be having a daily walk with him. Now, we have to recognize it's that other guy over here. If you're not feeling this closeness with the Lord, as we read in the scriptures, he says, it's the spirit of Satan that entices you not to pray. So you look, how is your prayer life? And then he goes on a little bit further, and you can go ahead and assume that it's the same guy who entices you not to search the scriptures. So how is your scripture studying coming? And then it's the same thing about meditation, about fasting, about serving the Lord. Oh, the big one is being valiant in testimony. You know, Satan would really like you never to share the Word of God with anybody. Now, I know we used to use the word testimony all the time. And I find that when I say, how's your testimony going? What's happening to you? A lot of people go, oh, you know, I've had so many, I don't know where to start or what to say. But I'd like to say, hey, what's happening to you right now? What is your story that's taking place? And the other day I was on the beach over there, started talking with this man, and he says, I'm a Catholic, and I'm not talking about Catholics, but I'm a Christian. So to ease it, I just says, well, what is your story? How did you become a Christian? And then he started opening up and sharing about this Jesus Christ. Now, it was a real privilege to return there. You know, my story goes way back. First of all, my father died when I was young. Mama always made sure we went to church somewhere. I've been to the Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Seventh-day Adventist, Free Methodist, a whole batch of them. But the thing I learned there was God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That he loves every one of us. And that he's going to hear us today the same as he heard Abraham or any of the other people. So if sometimes you feel like you're not really as close to God as you would like to be, you know, we can move closer. And if there was some time that you was really close to him, and then you don't feel that close anymore, guess who moved? See. Now, this is an exciting time to be living. There's all types of doom out there, and we can feel bad, and some people feel scared, and they don't know what's happening and all of this. The promise is, hey, if you'll draw close unto me, I will draw close unto you. And remember, brothers and sisters, Jesus says, I am with you always. That's his promise. And if there's something you want to really lean and hang your hat on, hey, seek out your Heavenly Father to feel close to him, because it makes a difference. He also says in verses, if you come to me early, I'm going to be with you. But if you turn your back on me and you come to me later on, I'm going to be slow to hear. So this is our opportunity to start really walking with him. And he says, experiment with me. If you want to find out if he really loves you, if he really cares, if he's around today, experiment with him. He talks about his scriptures. He says, hey, feast upon my word and delight in the fatness thereof. Sort of a Thanksgiving theme. Feast. and delight in the fatness. Now, last night they took out all the calories, and in here you're not going to find any calories, so it's okay. But what an exciting time. I have found that when the door opens, we either step through it or we don't. And we come in awkward times all the time that we have a chance to witness and to share our story. But so many times, we want to keep our mouths shut. But there's a lot of people who are hungry and thirsting. You know, I was happy Jeanette was allowed to come over with me and spend a couple of weeks. And we went out and visited 50 years ago. We were stationed over in Hawaii there on Oahu up at Schofield Barracks. I was on my way to Vietnam. I'm an air traffic controller in the Army. When the ship pulled into the Pearl Harbor there, I was summoned to come up, and then I was told that, hey, George, you're going to have to stay in Hawaii for the next 2 years. So I would have been glad to go on to Vietnam to serve my country because I love the United States, and I want to kiss the ground of it every time I return. And now I've got to say, nowadays, see, the Hawaii is called the United States. So I have to watch how I say that, particularly over there. But, you know, it's such a privilege to be in this land and having the freedoms and the rights. And I can go and I can talk to anybody about Jesus Christ if I can speak the right language. Over in Hawaii today, I found that you have to speak Chinese, either Mandarin or can't think of the other name. Cantonese, right. And then you need to know Korean and Samoan and Micronesian, French. English helps. But it's an opportunity to share about Jesus Christ. I found that there were over they said close to 400,000. There's 950,000 people in Hawaii today. And they figure that half of those are Buddhists. And when you look at a Buddhist, they do not know Jesus Christ. And when you take and you look at it in a way that you're saying, according to Jesus, John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father except through me. When I look at the people, my heart cries because I do not speak Mandarin Chinese. I do not speak Cantonese because I have no idea or how to start or how to talk with them. I would need a translator, even here in America, to talk to our own people. And that's probably one of the real burdens. It's what was a blessing over there. I did not have a car. I was planning on renting a car and driving it. The traffic is so bad. In the car, there's nowhere to park it. So I was able to get a bus pass. And for a bus pass, it cost me $30 for a whole year. And only because I'm a senior citizen. The nice thing about that is that you could go down and show them your bus pass, and you get on it, and you're riding around the island. And anytime you see a nice beach with a bunch of people, you pull the ding on the bus and go ding ding, and the bus stops. You get out and you have a chance to go fishing. And when I talk about fishing or witnessing to some of you who don't know, when you go fishing here in Missouri, I call that, you know, fishing. And this idea, if you're going to walk on the water, you got to get out of the boat, say, and to go witnessing. Over there, I call that deep sea fishing, see? And so I say, if you're going to walk on the water, you got to step off of your board, say, because so many people surfboard over there. But, you know, when you pray about these things and you ask the Lord Jesus, Lord, I'm available. I'm here strictly to do your work. And if you'll guide me to people to try to share your gospel with, I ask for your help. And also, Lord, Sometimes I get distracted. You probably wouldn't, but I do. And I say, Lord, I need to have the ears of Samuel, you know, Samuel and Eli, because the Lord had to speak to Samuel a couple of times to get his attention, and then he knew who he was. But folks, when you start offering this prayer, and this happens right here in Sibley, this will happen right here in Missouri, if you say, Lord, I'm available to you, and you want to have an experience, you want to have a close meet with your Lord and his people. You know, here I'm walking down along the bay, I see these great big sea turtles swimming along, and I said, wow, that's pretty neat. I see this little couple over here. I felt like I was guided. I can't say I hear the word of the Lord every time. Sometimes I feel like a nudge, see? And you have to learn where the nudge comes and when the Lord's trying to tell you to do something. And I go over and I start talking to this couple. I says, did you folks recognize or understand there's some turtles just right over here? No. So they get up and they come over and we started talking. All of a sudden, we start talking about the Lord Jesus. And then they say, boy, we were just talking about the Lord and what we're going to do. And here you come up. So we shared stories about how we became Christians and how we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then before I left, they says, hey, can we pray for you? Because you came and spurred our imagination and our discussion. And so we stood there and we had prayer. Just a beautiful experience. You know, there was another one. I was taking this bus trip, and I call this bus ministry. You know, you call it beach ministry, bus stop ministry, bus ministry, all these different things, because when you meet these people on the bus, because you have this bus pass, and you ride all around, and you're just looking for people you can talk with, and you start talking with this guy, And he starts asking some questions, and a door opens up, and you can talk more about Jesus. And as you begin to talk with them, presto, you say something, and then they start dumping their heavy burdens on you. And then you feel the nudge. You say, hey, could we have prayer? They say, you'll do that for me? And so while the bus is going, all these people are around, presto. We have prayer together, and that gets exciting. Not that I'm anything, brothers and sisters. I only want to share that this is the glory of God. This is what he'll do for you if you just step over and say, Lord, I'm available to you. I take no credit on myself. I just desire to try to serve somehow. And if you have the same desire to serve your Lord Jesus or to experiment with him, he's going to do the same thing for you. And if you know others who would need to know more about Jesus, hey, pray about it and let the Lord know you're available. So you have prayer here. At the bus stop, I find that when I'm walking down the road and after being there all this time, I'm getting to know some of the people because I try to speak to everybody. And there are some people who look straight ahead. They never see you. Most of these people have these doodads in their ears and they don't hear anything. Probably 60% people on the bus has these doodads in their ears. You know, and so there's no conversation taking there. As I'm walking down the road, and here comes a man or a lady with their little old dogs. Hey, I have found that if you stop and say, oh, that's a beautiful looking dog, and they start talking about the dog a little bit, what an opening, because then we can start opening a talk to hear their story about how they become Jesus' friend. And once you can hear their story, they open up the door for you to share your story. And same thing if you're walking along and here's these people sitting at the bus stop, or hey, it's work over here at the mall, Independence Center, great place to go witness. Here these people will be sitting there on a bench, and it's what you do, and they're reading a book, you say, oh, all we need is more time to read books. Boy, always catches their attention right off the top. And then you start talking about what type of books are you reading, and then you work that into talking about Jesus Christ, and They will tell you their story, and then you have an opportunity to share your story. Now, if this sounds interesting to you, brothers and sisters, experiment and try it, because it's an exciting thing. I think of another man that I was going to get off the bus there by Bates Street. That's the street I lived on, 133 Bates Street, Honolulu, Hawaii. And I was walking off behind this guy. Well, this man's blind. And he was going to cross Nu'uanu, where I lived, going to Bates, see? And he was concerned about getting across the street. Well, presto, you feel that nudge. You volunteer to help him across. On the way, I find out that he's on his way to a Bible study. Presto, we start sharing talks. We walk about three blocks together. We're talking back and forth, talking about the Lord Jesus. Find out, he says, Mr. Thomas, why don't you come on in, and I'll introduce you to the folks, and I would like you to maybe share your testimony. So we got into this small house, a little Bible study taking place. Everybody went around and introduced themselves, and they says, Mr. Thomas, would you share your story with us and tell us how you became a Christian? Bam! Hey, I got 20 minutes right there. So they started asking questions. And because a lot of people, they read and they talk a little bit about the scriptures, but we never get out and experience it. And we need more people to have the experience in their heart and the joy. And that's what I get excited about. But what a time. I do hear some things that bothers me, and that's where I'm talking with some people, and they tell me that, hey, repentance is not important anymore. As I mentioned about this thing on baptism, some people say, just throw a handful of sand in the air and it's just a symbol. If we've studied the scriptures and we've tried to come to know him, we know the difference. I should pull out a note and see if I left out something here. I get wound up and forget to look at these notes. Oh, I might say that while I was in the islands there, going through the Kulau Range, we were doing prisoner of war training many years ago. And this week happened to be the 50th anniversary that President Kennedy was shot and assassinated. And I don't know, I know each one has a story about where they were. Well, some of you young kids don't. But I remember I was on my knees. We had just flown in on some helicopters and dropped on the ground there. And we were being taken to a compound and locked in. And then we were given 3 days to escape and make it to a five-mile destination away to check in. And I remember I was on my hands and knees with my hands over my head, walking towards this compound over these rocks, and being called a capitalistic pig, because that's what the Kong called us in those days. But anyway, that's when the first announcement came in that there was a rumor that this assassination had happened. And then we were allowed to stand up, and we just stood there for a while. And about 15 minutes, they says, this is true. So we were guided on into the compound and told what we were going to have to do. And we were taught where we were going to spend some time in the hot box for those who did not escape. And I don't know if you know what a hot box is. It's sort of like an odd house, I picture it, laid down on its side, and it's all metal. And when it's 90 degrees in the sun, it gets really hot. And then they says, this is true, and they sent the choppers back in. They picked us up and took us back to Wheeler Air Force Base. But makes me again think about our country, how special it is that we have been allowed to grow up in this land. I grew up in Southern California, down by Escondido, down by San Diego. How close my soul was to the border, and what would have happened if I'd have been on the other side of the border into Mexico? I don't know how the Lord did that, but I appreciate it where he put my soul is here in America. And as we look at life, I think of another young couple just riding on the bus. This man's young boy, he stood up, and so the elderly could sit down. And I was sitting next to his wife, and the three of us started talking. Well, they were from China, Beijing. He was going to college over here in Oakland, California. As we began to talk a little bit further, I says, do you folks know anything about Jesus Christ? And they said, no, but we would sure like to learn. The problem with that is that they were on their way to the airport and wouldn't see them again. I did give them my card, and if the Lord intends me to talk with them again, they will send me a note. I find still that tube ministry works out really well. Those of you who are not aware with tube ministry is when you go flying in the airplane. That's a big, aluminum tube. I know it's made out of more things than that nowadays. But as you fly along, I always try to pray. I say, Lord, if there's somebody you want me to share with today, could you sit them next to me? And, the guy that we just flew down, I flew down from Chicago down here to Kansas City. Boy, we had the best talk about Jesus Christ. And he was on his way over here to Liberty, and I gave him my card, and I've already received a note back so we can start talking. And so he's from up here in by Kalamazoo, Michigan, somewhere in that area. So all I know, brothers and sisters, we're living in a time of excitement. The Lord, as he says, what I say unto one, I say unto all. You are still invited to share your testimony or to share your story about how you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You are still invited to share about your personal experience on why you believe. I get concerned about some of our younger people. Some of our younger people have been baptized into the Lord, but they have never experienced their own personal testimony that Jesus really loves them and that they count. And I've talked to a number of people this way. I get concerned about a whole generation of people that are missing in his church today due to certain situations who do not have testimonies of the living Christ. And we need to be concerned about them. They're in the islands. At this time, where I used to attend at Makiki, we had 250 on the whole attend every Sunday. They would have usually between 20 and 50 out to the prayer service. Today, you're lucky if you see 40. For the main services on Sunday. The most I ever counted at any of the prayer services I attended was 6 at the most. And usually 3, sometimes 2 of those were members. The church needs a lot of ministry there. Due to situations, I'm not sure exactly how. At this time, we have a group of 3 solid and maybe another 15 who are looking at trying to come together and pray and to see what they can do about the situation of the church in that area today. But other areas, I see it's really growing. I have found this as a worthwhile past 3.5 months. I feel like I should have been able to do more. In that way, I felt like I really let the Lord down. I tried to get out and spend at least 6 hours out witnessing every day. My goal was to try to share my testimony and to hear theirs with at least 8 people a day. I think there was days I did much better, and other days it didn't go quite as well. When it rains over there, you don't get out too much, and the rain is sort of sneaky. All the clouds are over here, but over here, blue sky, it's raining cats and dogs. So it's a lot different. The man addressed by faith, this is a lay, it's a kukui nuts. Every time I have gone to a different church or shared over there, they would come and give me a lay. We used to receive lays when we would get ready to leave the islands. And, you know, since the new security thing has come up, and you can't do all of these things at the airport anymore, you're lucky just to get by with a lay. And in times, but you know, when I was there before, I had my hands out like this and was covered with orchids and plumeria and all that type of thing. And clear up here, hey, I was just a guy in the military. I thought they only did that for somebody who was important. But the people still want to hear the gospel. And there's a lot of people hungering. But when we step back here to home, beautiful downtown Sibley, and the areas around about. You know, according to statistics, they say one-third of a population from the center of the church is not attending church or don't have that much of an involvement with anyone. And I just get challenged by all of the souls that are out there to share. And it's what I look at nowadays, and I think in terms of other people are thinking so much in terms of Africa and Nepal and other places, Mexico. But I see that the United States is one place that needs real involvement in evangelism and people who can get away to do things. I know they're always looking for people to come and speak and share their testimonies down here at Warrensburg today. I see over here at Excelsior Springs. I see at Nauvoo, on up into Iowa. If any of you have desires to share the gospel and to preach or to share or just go up there and visit, I know that the doors are open to you, brothers and sisters. Plus, the work that's to be done right here. And I have appreciated our home visit, see. I thought I was going to be in Louisiana today, down south. And so I canceled a home visit from the priesthood. And it hurt because I have only had 4 home visits from the priesthood in the 52 years that Jeanette and I have been married. I think we've had 4. And so I really hated to turn that down. But brothers and sisters, I have appreciated this good spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ that I have always sensed here. And let's keep praying together. And when you come to sing, don't mumble the words. Sing out with a little bit of gusto and let the Lord shine through your voice. Because this is an exciting time in life. There's so many negative things that's out there. We need something to be joyful about. And think about several people you need to pray about that you'd like to share Jesus with. You know, my good son-in-law right here. Back in the early days when I first met him, he really didn't know the Lord that much. And we started praying for him. And presto, you know, he made a commitment. And not only did he just make the commitment, But he spent, I think, 3 weeks with us. We traveled together up in northern Canada together, sharing the gospel with the First Nation people. And when we think in terms of the First Nation people and the Book of Mormon, on another trip when I was up there, I was traveling with Francis Harper, and at this time I felt that we both felt at the same time that the Lord wanted us to stop and go and knock on a door. So we stopped the truck, went over and knocked on the door, and Carl came to the door and he says, come on in, we've been expecting you. Okay, Carl Hunter and Carol went in and sat down. We just sat down and pretty quick, Carol came out and she says, oh, you're here. They says, several nights ago, both of us had a dream that there were two white men coming to our house. And we were to invite you in and that you have a book for us. See, all I know is that the Lord Jesus is still alive and well. He has a great work for each one of us to do. Praise the Lord, we're in a country that we can still pray and we can have a regular church service. I appreciate speaking here, and I don't have a government official standing at the back door that I've had on many occasions, marking down everything that I said. I appreciate our freedoms. And unless you've been into other areas that you don't have the freedoms in, right? When I'm on that side of the border up into Canada, I am told right at the directly, I'm handed a piece of paper, don't you dare talk on this subject. And that had to do with homosexuality. I didn't worry about it because they feel that God changed his mind. So that's enough, I should say, there. But anyway, I appreciate this loving God who loves all people. Now, he loves me when I do what he asks me to do. I'm sure I disappoint him when I don't. So, other than that, I should say to you, aloha. That means hello, goodbye, and if you're with your best honey, you say, it means I love you.
Definitely good to have George back with us. If you would, for our closing hymn, 381.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for all the wonderful blessings that you've given to us, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that we had this morning to gather together and to worship your holy name. I thank you that our brother George is back with us and that he was able to share his testimonies and your word with us this morning. I pray that we take it to heart and apply it to our lives, Lord, that we might be better servants for you as we seek to build your kingdom here on this earth. I pray that you'd go with us this day, that your spirit would continue with us, and that you might guide and protect us in our lives. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.